Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Yud Aleph, and we're holding halfway down the Amud, where the line begins, Itmar, Habo al Yevoma, Uvo Echon Mino Achen al Tzerosa. This is a slight variation on the Machloikis we had yesterday between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Remember, yesterday we had a situation where someone gave Chalitza to the Yevoma, and after that was Mekadesh the Yevoma. And the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish was based on the Pasuk, which is familiar to us because we just learned a different version of the Pasuk yesterday on Purim. Kalcha Yasul Ish Ashra Melech Chofetz Bikaroi. That's what we have in the Megillah. And in Parshas Kiseitze, we have the Yevoma saying about the Yovam, who does not wish to be meyabim her, but rather wishes to have a chalitza. Kocha yeyosu le'ish asher lo yivne as beis ochiv. And we used that already yesterday for one drasha, that since it says in the pasuk asher lo yivne, doesn't say asher lo yibona as beis ochiv, asher lo yivne as beis ochiv. So Gemara darshins kimin shlo yibona shuv lo yivne. And then we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, what is the status vis-a-vis the Tzara, and what's the status of the other brothers that did not participate in the Chalitza? Is it a din of Stam and Isser Lav, or is it an Isser Sheyesh Beikaris? And now we have a similar Machloikis, also based on that very same Pasuk. What is the Machloikis now? Itmar, Habal Yevama, person who was Miyabe, exactly what he was supposed to do, so he's fine, he's good. But one of the other brothers went and was miyabim the tzara. Oi. So, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is the Gemara Darshan from the same pasuk, bayis echad ataboyna viataboyna shnei batim, which means that if and when chas v'shalom someone passes away, and there's a mitzvah of yibum, you can only perform yibum once with one of the yevomais. You cannot go and perform multiple yibums. And therefore, the first yibum, of course, was good. That's all right. About yevoma. But when the others go and live with the tzara, if one of the other brothers goes and is miyabim, or lives with, or marries the tzara, he has no right to. Torah says, bayis echad, v'lo shnei batim. The question is, that second individual, who obviously is a bad guy, how bad is he? Is he over on a lav, or the Gemara is going to call it an asay, or is he over on a dova sheyesh by chorus? And it's similar to the machlokes that we had yesterday. How is it similar? Just like we said yesterday, according to Rish Lakish, when a person does a chalitza, if you will, it's a private matter between the choletz and the chalutza. And now if the Chalitz wants to remarry her, says Rish Lakish, okay, he's over a lav. What is a lav that he's over? Kivish le bona shiv le yivne. He decided a Chalitz, so he can't go and marry her now. Similarly over here, says the Gemara, according to Rish Lakish, since it says, bayis echad ata boina vi ata boina shnei batim, so nobody has the right to go and be boina the other bayis. But now the question is, if they are boina the other bayis, what do they get for that? Says Rish Lakish, it's very simple. Once the original yibum took place, then everybody else is restored to their original iser kares. When a person has a brother who's married to a wife, that wife to all the other brothers is called an eishes ach. Eishes ach is, of course, is one of the aroyas sheyesh beikaris. When that brother passes away, she continues to be an eishes ach. However, the Torah leaves you a limited window of opportunity that if this eishes ach left, and unfortunately the person passed away without banim, oh, so you have an opportunity to go and be miyabim. If you use the opportunity, seize the opportunity, then that's fine, that's great. You have a mitzvah of yibim. But all the other brothers, Lamashal, that did not seize that opportunity, they were neither miyabim nor choletz, after the yibim and chalitza are over, either yibim or chalitza over, then the old iser eishes ach returns. It's chozev v'neir. They could have, perhaps they should have been miyabim, but they weren't. Either somebody else was, or someone else gave a chalitza. So that window, which kind of did a temporary moratorium on the Issacharis, that ended. Issacharis now is fully reinstated. Shine so vis-a-vis all the other brothers, there's an Isser of Karis. So here too, says the Gemara, according to Reish Lakish, the one that was Baal Yevama, he did a good job, he did a mitzvah, he deserves to get shishi. But when the other Achim went, one of the other Achim went and lived with a Tzarasa, he had no right to do that. That is the Isser Karis of going and living with an Eishes Ach, Shaloi B'Mokeh Mitzvah. This Tzara was also an Eishes Ach. There's no Hatter. Therefore, there's a din of Karis. However, the same Rabbi Yochanan that said, no, that when a choletz or a miyabim gives chalitz or yibim, they're acting in a representative capacity, which the Gemara calls as a shliach. So it's if all the brothers went and they were mishaleach this shliach, it's as if they all participated, in, if you will, in this case of the original yibim, and that's all fine, but the iser karis went poof, went away, but they're not allowed to go and marry the tzara because of the bayis echad v'loy shnei batim. So then there's a din of a lav. The Gemara calls it an asay because since the pasuk uses the positive expression bayis echad hu boinev ein boinev shnei batim, it's like a lav haba mechlal asay, and a lav haba mechlal asay, the Gemara calls it an essay. So let's get back to the Gemara again. Itmar habal yevama ubo echad min achin al tzarasa. One of the other brothers married the tzara. Pligi barav achav ravina chad omer bekareis v'chad omer be'asei. In other words, an iser asei. Again, mandi omer bekareis kereish lakish. That Reish Lakish says that the iser kareis remains vis-a-vis the tzara and all of the other brothers. Mandi omer be'asei kereb yoichran. That Reb Yoichran said that once in yesterday's case, the chalitza took place. Today, the yibam took place. Then the iser eishes ach of the original Zik, of the original brother, went away. And so therefore, the only Issa that remains is that you're now allowed to go and marry the Tzara. And one of the brothers did marry the Tzara, and that's what we call the Issa Asay, that is over the din of Bayis Echad, Veloy Shnei Batim. Zokti Moravaita. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Tzoras Soita Asura. If you remember, we had this back on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara spoke about Tzora Soita. Even though the Gemara uses the expression Soita, we don't mean over here a suspicious possibility of adultery, but rather we're talking about something which is absolutely confirmed. Rashi says that there were Edim, and we know for sure that she was Mezana. There's no question about it. Now, we know the halacha is that if a man is married to a woman who was Mizana Birotsoin, he has no right to go and live with her, he has to go and send her away. By a koyin, even if it's Chas Sholem Ba'ones, he's not allowed to live with her. We're talking about a normal case of Yisrael. Yisrael is married to a woman, unfortunately she was Mizana, they're two Eidim, we know for sure that there was a Masas Nus, nothing to talk about. Then she is Osur Le Bal. What happens if, unfortunately, the husband passes away? What's the din now? Do the brothers have a din of being miyabim or giving her chalitza? Says Rav, this soita becomes like an erva. What means like an erva? Just like an erva is potter from yibim v'chalitza, like the 15 cases in our Mishnah, this soita could be a 16th case. In fact, if you remember, back on Daf Gimel, the Gemara said, according to Rav, why doesn't the Mishnah include number 16? That's the soita. And the Gemara answered, because she'ena betzoras tzora. Eina betzoras tzora, as opposed to all the other cases, l'moshel bitoi. Bitoi only disqualifies one of the brothers, the brother who has this bitoi. It doesn't disqualify any other brothers from doing yibum or chalitza. But if soit is called an erva, then she's also to all the brothers across the board, because none of them are allowed to go miyabim, and therefore you'll never have a case of a tzoras tzor. Okay, we're getting off on a tangent, but the point is, Rav says a tzora soita is asura. Asura means that there's no din of yibum or chalitza, and the reason is because tumak sivaba karois, because the Torah refers to this act of soita like a din of tumah. Now, where do we find Tumah Ba'aroyis? Where do we find Tumah over here? So Rashi says it's very simple. By Aroyis it says, Al titamu b'choleile, ki b'choleile nitmu agoyim asher lefneichem. Don't get involved with any of the Isuri Erva. Al titamu, a loshen of Tumah. Children, bizlashtillah. A loshen of Tumah. Here too, in Parshas Nosoi, where we have the Parsh of Soit, it says, V'nistra v'hi nitma'a. She became Tomei. We don't mean Tomei, she touched a sheret, she touched a dead sheret, or touched an avela. She became Tomei because unfortunately she was Mizana, and Eishes Ish was Mizana. The Torah calls it a Loshen of Tumah, almost like a euphemistic term. So since an Erev is called a Tumah, and Altitama B'chol Eila, that's in Parshas Achri Mois and Parshas Kedoshim, Al Titam B'chalei, Loshen Tumah. And here, Legabi, the Soit, it says, V'nistravi Nitmo'o, so it's like an Erva. Shoit, but it's not just an Erva to one of the brothers, it's an Erva across the board to all of the brothers. So therefore, not only is the Soit to Osir, and or Potter, if you will, from Yibim and Chalitza, but even the Tzara Soit is also Osir, meaning no Yibim or Chalitza, because the Tumah Ksivah Karayis. That's the Din of Rav. So Gemara now challenges Rav from a couple of brises. First kasha, Ma'asim Rav Chizda, Reb Shimon Oimer, B'yosoi Chalitzoso, Mi'ochiv Shorishoin, Poiteras Tzoroso. And what is this case? As opposed to the case that we were just talking about, a Soita who's a bad lady, here we're talking about a lady who was very, very nice, and unfortunately has a terrible, terrible Tzora on her hand. What's it? When I say Torah, I don't mean the co-wife, but she has tzuris. What's a tzuris? Her husband went l'medina sayom, and then he hasn't been seen for the last 6 months. Ubo v'omrula, and now edim come and say, not edim, one aid comes and says, meis baleich, your husband died, and based on that, v'nissus, and she remarried. In other words, similar to the many cases, unfortunately, after the Second World War, many agunois, where the rabbanon had to go and paskin lahachmer oy lahokel, depending on the circumstances. So here, one aide said, your husband died and you have the right to remarry. And what did she do? She taka promptly remarried. And then what happened shortly thereafter? The first husband comes back, bohorug beraglov, the first husband that everybody said is dead, unfortunately or fortunately came back alive. What does she do now? So, Mina told you that the truth of the matter is, she's an anusa. After all, she relied on aidus of one aid, which is sufficient for these purposes. And unfortunately, she's an anusa that now it turns out that that aid was either lying or he made a mistake, he didn't realize, etc. And therefore, what was she supposed to do? However, the Chachamim said, we want that the woman should be daika umintzeva. We don't want her just to go and remarry based on one aid. We want it to have two aidim, because we're concerned that these accidents, these oinsim, may occur at some time in the future. And therefore, we want her to be daiku minzava. And what's the din that if, chas v'shalom, her first husband came back, then teitzi mizeh mizeh, ve'ein lo laksuva, v'loi mezoinis, v'loi baluas, loy alzeh, v'loy alzeh. Imagine we're going to get to these Mishnayis later on in, I believe, Masechtas Ksuvus. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara now, that was what the Tanakhama said. Now we have a situation of that, what happens if after the first husband came back and she realizes, uh-oh, I am married now to two husbands, if you will, the first husband and the second husband. Halachically, she's only married to the first husband, because an Eishes Ish cannot be married to two men. So, although she thought she was married to a second husband, but it turns out she was an Anusa, she was only married to the first husband. So what do we do? So Reb Shimon says, the Bia or the Chalitza from one of the first brothers, Poiteris, can go and pater her from Yibma Chalitza. In other words, that first husband came back, Baruch Hashem for him, Tzaris for her, and shortly thereafter, he passed away without any children. What do we do now? So as machloikis rabban Reb Shimon, Gemara quotes Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Omer, biyasa eichalitasa mi achiv hor. One of the brothers shall rishon b'teres terasa. In other words, although she was asura labala midrabanon because she was not sufficiently daika uminzeva, even though she was an anusa, but midrabanon she was not allowed to live with her husband, neither husband teitzimizeh umizeh. But that only applied to the original husband. The husband never passed away. So is there any isser at this time? No problem. Any of the remaining brothers can go and be miyabim or be choylitz that lady. And for that matter, the same thing, any of the tzarois. And by teres tzarosa, it's a totally valid yibim or chalitza. Now the kashya is on Rav. Rav that said that a soita means an eishes ish that lived with someone else, berotzoin. What's the din? Then the tzara is osur, meaning it's like an erva. If it's an erva, it's potter from yibam and chalitza. So that should be the same thing over here. She also was a soita. It's true, it wasn't a soita beratzoin, but it was a soita shogeg beones that she lived with somebody else. Why don't we say the same thing? That she should be tomei, and therefore the tzara, and she should both be potter, tumak sivva karoyes. That was the kasha that Rav Chisda asked Loit Rav. And the obvious answer is, Om Malach Rav, Amin Lecho Ano Soita Diraisa. I'm talking about a Soita Diraisa where this lady is a bad lady. She went and she was Mizana. And you've at amrasli Soita Midrabanan. You're telling me a Soita Midrabanan, which, as Rashi points out, it's not just that it's only us in Drabanan. She's a lady, a victim of very unfortunate circumstances. Why? Because the midraisa shari, if you look at the Rashi about 10-12 lines from the bottom, they had amrasli soita drabanan, the midraisa sharia shenisis alpi bezdan be'ed echad vanusi v'rachmona sharia d'chsev v'ed ein bo trei eli echad v'hiloy nispasa asura. Hiloy nispasa means she was not forced, and it would be asur. Ha nispasa, but if she is forced, in other words, she's a victim of an oynis, then she's muteris. Verbananu de gozruba, keheich de tedek shabish, ameis bala, that she should be daiko mensuva. So bottom line is, says Rav, I don't even understand the kasha that you're asking, Rav Chisda. You're talking about a derbanan of an anusa. Of course, the rabbanan, and certainly the Torah, have rachmanis on this young lady, and we say that min ha-Torah, she's allowed to return to her original husband. Mid Rabbanan, she's not allowed to because of this daiko mitzvah. But that's fine. But if the husband died, then she's like a regular almana that never her husband died, and she falls the yibam, and therefore it's bi'ur chalitza is what is needed. Frank Timura, the teretz of Rav is l'choyre so pashit. What was even the havamina of Rav Chisda to ask such a kasha? So Timur, Rav Chisda holds kosomer called the token rabbanan ki ein deraisa tikin. Says Rav Chisda, I realize this is derabbanan, but normally whenever the rabbanan make a takana, they try to fashion it similar to that it says in the Torah. Just like the Torah says, according to Rav, the soita and her tzara are potter from Yibam v'chalitza, so the same thing should apply to this, if you will, soita midrabanan, meaning this anusa. Good. And now the Gemara asks a similar kasha. Mosav Ravashi, nichnasa imoy leseser, v'shoasa imoy kidei tuma, asura lebeisa v'asura lecho betruma, v'yemeis choyletzes v'loy misyabemes. What is the case over here? Now we're talking about, in fact, a lady who is close to a soita. What do I mean close? She's a suffic soita. She's not a soita vadai. Meaning, the soita that we spoke about before, there were two edim that said that she was mezana. That she was, although the Gemara refers to as a soita, really what the Gemara should do is refer to as a zoina. She was mezana. No questions. Here we're talking about a soita in the more classic definition of a soita, and that is we don't know. We just don't know what happened behind closed doors. So what was the case? So Moser Ravashi, Nichlasa Imoy Leseisa, meaning the husband had already said to his wife, Kenendel, I see that you have your eye on Yankel, I don't want you to get close to Yaakov. Don't be in his dalaramas. I don't want you ever to go behind closed doors. I won't accept any excuses, explanations, justifications. Don't do it. And unfortunately, Nichsa Ibn Lesesa, she ignored his warning, and she did go Besesar behind closed doors. Vishwasa Imaikidetuma, and they were there for a short time period within which they could have had Bia. So we have to expect, or we have to suspect, the worst. And therefore, from that point on, as we know, the husband has to take up to Yerushalayim and the Meimorim. All of that is emes, but what do we do in the interval? Asur lebeisa, she's not allowed to live with her husband as if she is a full-fledged zoina. Vasur lecha betruma, and if the husband is a kohen, she's not allowed to eat truma. The emes, and if the husband dies, chaletzis lemisi bemes. The reason why she's asur to her husband and she's not allowed to eat truma is because it says in the Torah three times the word nitma'a. And whenever it says nitma, 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 I learn echa lebal, v'echa leboil, v'echad litruma. Good. Now what does this have to do with us? The last part, the emes. What happens if the husband died? Not surprising that he would die from the hardship of suspecting his wife that maybe chas v'shalom she may have lived with somebody else. So he passed away. Chaylat says, v'loy misya bemes. Then what's the din? What do the brothers do? The brothers cannot be meyabim, but they give chalitza. Really, they give chalitza? Didn't I hear Rav saying a moment ago that when you have a soita situation, it's osur? In other words, no yibam, no chalitza. And here we're saying, do chalitza, don't do yibam. It's the chshver on Rav. Isn't Rav going against this brisa? And again, there's an obvious difference between Rav's halacha and the halacha of the brisa. And what is that? Amalach Rav, aminalacho ano soite vaday. I'm talking about a soite vaday, meaning that we know for sure that she is a confirmed zona. That's different. And you're telling me v'amris li at soite sofik. You're talking about a sofik. We don't know what the circumstances were. Cannot compare the two cases. And the Gemara now explains why are the cases in fact not comparable. Why is Soita Vadai, according to Rav, so certain that it's like an erva, and therefore she is potter, and even the tzora is potter from Yibam v'chalitza? Because it says by the Soita Tumah, like the Gemara, like Rashi brought the pasuk on the Omed Aleph, it says in the pasuk, v'nistra v'hi nitma'a. No, it's the lashon of Tumah. So the Gemara, if that's the case, Soita Sofik Nami Tumah Ksiva Ba. By a Soita Sofik, it also says the Lashon of Tumah. Where do we find by a Sofik Soita Lashon of Tumah? The Sanya. We have a Braisa. We start off with Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. The Rai will not be from Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. It's going to be from the Chachomim, which we're going to have in another three lines. And the Machlokes of Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur and the Chachomim doesn't focus on Soita. It really focuses on another din. And that is, after a husband and wife, chas v'shalom, have a divorce, as we know, the husband is not allowed to take that wife back if she married somebody else in the interim. If the wife did not marry someone else, then people talk it as if it's a mitzvah to be machzeh grushasai. Not sure if it's a mitzvah, it's just an inyan. It would be great to get this couple back together again. But that's if she did not remarry. Once she remarries someone else, then it's too late. The husband can never take her back, even if she gets a divorce or if that second husband passes away. Why? Because the pasuk in the Torah, again in Kiseitze, v'holcha v'hoisali ish acher, she got her get and now she married someone else. Shteitin pasuk l'yuchal ba'al harishoin asher shilcha loshev lekachta liois loy li'isha achrei asher hutamo'o ki to'ei v'hi lefnei Hashem. It's abominable, it's repulsive to Kodesh Baruch Hu after she lived with somebody else, even though she lived totally beheter, she remarried someone else, no problem. However, once that occurred, she can no longer go back to her original husband. Anyway, what the Gemara is telling us is that that's by halacha of machzik rishosai. What happened? Someone who's machzik rishosai min hanisuin, meaning after she remarried, full chuppah v'kiddushin, not just kiddushin erusin but nisuin. Asura, at that point she's also to remarry her first husband. However, if it was only min erusin, in other words, they only got betrothed, there was no bia, no. She was not nivala to the next husband, just Erison. Mutaris, she can go and return to the first husband. Really? But she got married. In fact, that marriage even requires a get. This is not just eloping or just having a vort or having a tenoyim. We're talking about Erison. They're actually married. Nevertheless, Mutaris, she's allowed to return to her husband if, of course, her second husband passes away or gives her a get. Mishum shenema, because it said in the Pasuk, the pasuk that we were quoting a moment ago, Lo yucha bala rishon asher shilcha loshev lekach talios loy leisha. The original husband can't take her back. Acharei asher hutamoa. Tumah by definition means bia, and therefore, if there was nisuin, absolutely, it's awesome. But if it's only erusin, says Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, it's okay. V'chachomim oimim achazu v'achazu asura. Both cases, even if there was only erusin with that second husband, she may not return to the first husband. What's the reason for that? Because we already quoted the earlier pasuk that says, "V'holcha v'hoisa li'ish ach acher," that after she got a divorce from the first husband, she went holcha v'hoisa. Hoisa is a lashon havaya, which is a lashon of kiddushin. It doesn't mean necessarily nisuin. Kiddushin, Erusin is also called Havaya, like the Gemara says, Makish Havaya liyitzia, and here it says, V'holcha v'hoysa liyishacher. So therefore, Layucha bala rishon, even without the tumah, just the fact that she was married be'erusin. If that's the case, Amani Mekam Achrei Yishu Tumah. So l'choy, the words Achrei Hu Tumah would seem to be either extra or inappropriate, because Achrei Yishu Tumah sounds like only after Nisuin. But based on what we're saying, even after Erusin, so say the Chachamim, the Rabbi Soita Shenistera. Oh, the pasuk is coming to include, if you will, from left field. We're not talking about a Soita over here. We're talking about a get. Husband and wife separate. He gives her a get, and she now remarries someone else. V'holcha v'ois li'ishacher. Depending on whether it was just an Erusin or it was even a Nisuin, that's the machloikis here between Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur and the Chacham. But the Chum say, no. Since the words Achrei Asher Hu Tamo'a are Ibrik, it's the Rabbi Soita Shenistra comes to include a Soita Shenistra. How does the Soita Shenistra get here into the picture? Because in each case, the woman has left her regular husband that she had. In the case of the Torah, the Parship Shat in the Pasuk, it's talking about legitimately and legally she went to another husband because she got a get. She has every right to marry another husband. That's that case. Our case of Soita Shenistra means that illegally she left her husband and she lived with someone. But nevertheless, the Chacham say that's what the Asher Hu Tamoah comes to include, the Soita Shenistra. Okay, so what do I see from this pasuk? I see from this drasha of the Chachamim that even a soita shenistera, nistera means a suffix soita, not a full soita. Chayerucha, please close the door because there's too much noise. Please close the door. Thank you. Soita shenistera, that's the suffix soita. That's what the Chachamim say, licked in the verta, that's the taich of Achrei Asher Hu Tamoah. Oh, so I see that the word tumah doesn't only apply to a soita vadai, but even to a soita sofik. And therefore, the teretz that Rav wanted to give to distinguish between a soita vadai and a soita sofik, l'choyr, is a distinction that does not hold water. Because the whole raya of Rav was that erva is called tumah. Soita is called tumah. That's why it's like an erva, potter from yibum and chalitza. A Saita Safik is also called Tuma. Achrei Asher Hu Tuma. The Chacham say that means a Saita Shenistra. That's a Safik Saita. Is the Kasha on Rav, why do we say Choletus V'loi Misya Bemes? According to Rav, there should be no din of Yibum or Chalitza because it's an Erva. Emphati Gemara, my Nistra, the word, the Vav of Umay, should come out. It should be my Nistra. What's Pshat in this price, l'rabbi soita shenistra? It means l'rabbi soita shenivala, means a not a suffix soita, but a soita vaday or vadois. Nistra. So why do we use the term nistra? Nistra sounds like they are besaser behind closed doors. Based on what you're telling me, we're talking about a vaday soita. So it shouldn't say nistra, it should say nivala. So you want lishnam al yinokat. Chazal want to speak in a proper lashon, they don't want to go and use lishoynis, which are gross. So this shows a more refined character, and they don't talk about that nivola, that she was actually niveles by someone else. They go and call it, yeah, they went beseser, and then we leave it up to your imagination as to what might have happened behind closed doors, but we don't want to use that strong term that there was actual beer. Freiti Mora, if you're teaching now according to Chachamim, when it says Achrei Asher Hu Tamo'a, in the case of Machzik Rushosai, say the Chachamim, it's not really referring to Machzik Rushosai, it's referring to the Soita Shenivala. If that's the case, Tumei Behadyiksiv Ba, then you don't need a special pasuk in Parshas Kiseitzei when we're talking about a Machzik Rushosai to tell you the din of Tumei by a Vadai Soita. We have that in Parshas Nosoi. What does it say in Parshas Nosoi? V'shochav ish oisa shechva zera. A man, a stranger, lived with her shechva zera, a lashon bia. V'nela me'ene isha, and she was hidden from the eyes of her husband. V'nistera v'hi nitma'a. Oh, so it uses a lashon of Tuma. So I see that Tuma applies to a Soita Vadois. So what do I need yet a second Pasik to tell you about a Soita Vadois? I already have a Pasik in Parshas Nosai. This would seem to be unnecessary. In Parshas Kiseitse, in the Parsha of Machzik Rushosai. Everything you want to make him Allah bilav. We want to go and say that the act that they did would be a lav. What does the Gemara mean to say? Because all I see from the Pasuk in Parshas Nosoi is that a woman went and lived with someone else and she became Tumeya. Because of her becoming Tumeya, says Rav, now she has a din of an Erva, and don't allow for a Yimum or Chalitza if the husband of this Soita passed away. But we don't have a lav. It's just, we're learning it based on the fact that here it says Tumah, and here it says Tumah, and therefore she's like an Erva. But where does it say you're not allowed to go and be Miyabim or be Cholet? Says Gemara, that's what it says over here by the Machzik Rushosei. Lo yuchal baal horishon asher shilchol loshev lekachte liyos leili isha achreihu shetamah. That lo yuchal is the chalav. No, I agree with you. It's referring to the Baal HaRishon. True. However, since the Chachamim say that this Achrei Ushetumah comes to include the Soita Shenivala, then we're saying not only is she Osir, not only is she did a terrible sin, but there's a Lav LaYuchal. And since the original husband is not allowed to take her back, so then that's why there would not be a din, according to Rav, of either Yibum or Chalitza. And that's what the Gemara is learning from this Pasuk. L'meikam Allah b'lav, that there should be a full-fledged lav, and therefore this lav would mean that it would be, at the very least, Malkus.
But this is not a lav shi'ich mokaris, so it was saying it's interrupting any need for Yibum or Chalitza. It's a lav Malkus, not a lav shi'ich mokaris. Is that correct?
The lav that we're talking about is on the husband that would go and live with his wife after she was mizana. We had on the Amud Aleph v'nitma 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 echad lebal v'echad leboyel v'echad letruma. That's just a limud telling us that they are prohibited from living together once again, the Baal with his wife. But there's no... You're going two steps. Step one is that she's usher to her husband. Why is she usher to her husband? We have this reference to Nitma in Parshas Nosai. But there's no lav involved. So therefore, if the husband and the wife were to live together, it would be Be'isur. And even if I have Edim, I would take him to Bezin, and the Bezin would sharply reprimand and censure this individual for living with his wife. However, to create Malkis, according to the Chachamim, for that I need a posik that should say Aloy. And that Loy is Layucha Bala Rishain. Her initial and currently her only husband has no right to go and take her back. Why? Because it says Achrei Yishutama. And if he does take her back and lives with her, boom, there's a din of Lav Sheyesh by Malkis. It's a regular lav where you'd get Malkis. And that's why we need that special posik, says the Chacham. Now let's fast forward. What happens if the husband passes away and then the brothers are asked to be Miyabim or to be Choylit? What's the halacha now? Says Rav, if in fact it was established that she was a Saita, then not only was she also to her husband Betoiras Lav, she becomes also the Torah's kares to all the remaining brothers. What's the reason for that? Because since the Torah branded her a Temeya, and we know by all the Aroyas, the Torah uses the expression of Altitamu b'chol eilu k'b'chol eilu nitmu agoyim. So once she becomes an erva, no, an erva is also to be miyabim or to be choleit, and therefore patis tzerosa as well. So, which you're probably thinking that it sounds a little bit ironic, and perhaps it is, that vis-a-vis her own husband to go and return to her own husband, it would be an isalav. A regular lav, sheyesh by malchus. If, however, the husband died, then vis-a-vis the other brothers, she's an erva, and there would be a din of kores, according to Rav, and therefore asura. Asura to the any one of the brothers to go and marry her, as well as to marry the tzara. So getting back to our Gemara now,
I'm not trying to delay a point, but the whole thing we're learning from, I don't talk about Saul, I talk about the Machzor Grishasa situation. In the Machzor Grishasa situation, it's a lav. It's a lav sheish bo malchus. And we're saying that this is a lav that patters the brothers from Yibam and Chalitza entirely. That's what's astounding me.
Again, you are combining two separate halachas over here. The lo yuchal ba'al harishon is not referring to Yibam v'chalitza. The yuchal ba'al harishon on the surface, poshep shat, as you pointed out, is machzor grishasai. The achrei yishutama throws into the same lav a person who lives with his wife, his own wife, the one that he married al yidei chupa v'kiddushin. If he lives together with her after she becomes a confirmed saita, meaning a confirmed zona, and she lived with the other individual, berotzoin, bemezid, now is the original husband allowed to take her back? And the answer is, no, he's not allowed to live with her anymore. Until our Gemara, until you get to the Chachamim, the reason is, v'nitma, echad labal, echad laboyil, echad litruma. What happens based on this new limud of l'yucha bala risha l'oshav l'kachta, say the Chachamim, words achrei ashehu tama are not referring to the machzor grishasai. It's referring to the soita shenivala, that were the original husband to go and take her back and live with her, oivra lav. What type of lav? Just like the machzor grishasai lav is a lav sheyesh bal malchus, the soita shenivala, if the husband takes it back, it's a lav sheyesh bal malchus. Period. End of discussion. Now, what happens if that same husband did or did not live with her, with that soita? Irrelevant what he did or did not. But he passed away. Maybe he passed away from the heartbreak. Or maybe he passed away because it was a traffic accident. Makes no difference. He's dead. Now this woman falls liyibam to any of the other brothers. You and I, without knowing Rav, would say, The brothers probably don't have any worse lav than the husband had, and therefore, if they wanted to go and marry her, we would say, no, there's a lav. If the husband was a lav, you should also be a lav. Says Rav, no, it's nishkalav, this is a karis. Why is it karis? Since the Torah refers to it in the Lashon of Tumah, Tumah means that she's like an erva, and therefore, no one, none of the brothers have the right to go and be miyabim her, or for that matter, to go and be miyabim a tzara. And therefore, she's also to everyone, and not only there's no din yibum, there's no din chalitza, it's all zero. Okay? Barry, you still with us?
Why the tzara doesn't need
chalitza? The tzara and erva always have the same din. If the erva is paturim in a yivim and a chalitza, then the tzara is paturim in a yivim and a chalitza. If the original erva is muteris b'chalitza, then the tzara will be muteris b'chalitza. They both always have the same din. They're always parallel, exactly. They're always in the same boat, and the same set, the same halach. So getting back to our Gemara, that's why we originally asked the kasha on Rav from this brisa, because we assumed that the chachomim that said soita shenistra is not a full-fledged soita, meaning a soita vadois, but a soita sofik. And so therefore Rav said, aminu lecho ano soita vadai, fiamrisli ad soita sofik. And the Gemara says, no, this is not a soita sofik. The words that the chachom use of soita shenistra is just belosh noki. They really mean a soita shenivala. Ooh, soita shenivala? Says Rav, that's my halacha. If it's a soita shenivala, then avada, potter, minayibim, minachalitza, both on the original woman as well as on the tzara. What that price was referring to back on the Omer Aleph, that was a real classic nistera, meaning nichnasa imoy leseisa, that we don't know the facts. It could be behind closed doors. They were saying Tillim, saying Tillim for the Ukrainian Jews. Maybe they were saying Lam Natziach Aliyalas Hashachar. Maybe they were learning together Tzena or Ena. We don't know. Only the Rabbeinu Shlalem knows. On such a case, since it's only a Safik Saita, if the husband dies, Chayletzes V'loy Misyabemes. But if we know for sure that she was a Saita, in other words, that she was Mizana, then the Loch is Potter Menayibum Umenachalitza, both for her and for the Tzara. Now just finishing off Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, this is already no longer necessary for the discussion with Rav, we just want to understand Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, who was the first Tana of this Brisa. Remember he said that the din of Machzer Grushosai, only min asuin is Osir, min ha'erisin is Mutter, because it says in the Pasuk, Achrei Asher Hu Tamah. So he obviously doesn't learn that this Pasuk has anything to do with Saita. He says the Pasuk is talking about Machzer Grushosai. Says he, well, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, La b'soita leslei, b'afilu zanoi nami. He holds that there is no lav b'soita. In other words, if the original husband took back his original wife, even though she was mezana, although there's an isur based on v'nitma, but there is no lav sheyesh mal malkis, v'afilu zanoi nami. And even if I know for sure that she is a zoina, my time, what's the reason why? Havai v'ishus kisiv ba. What the Gemara means to say is, why does he say that the posik is mena nisuan osir, mena erisin mutter? Says Rabbi Yossi, because after all, the posik says that if she goes to another individual, then v'holcha v'hoisili ish acher, a loshen of havaya. Therefore, a loshen of havaya, that's when there is actual ishus that she went and she got a get from her first husband, and now she went and married somebody else. Oh, and then the pasuk says, then you can't take her back. However, if this wife did not marry somebody else, she only went and had an affair with someone else, that's terrible what she did. Avada, it's terrible. But nevertheless, if the husband takes her back after that, there is no love. There is no liyucha bal harishon. This whole love is only based on the chacham saying, achrei yusha tamo is ibrik. So no. We're saying that Oyucha Bala Rishon is referring only to the case of Machzor Gershosoi. It's not referring to a husband that takes back his soita. And although what they're doing is improper, because it says Vinitma Vinitma, but nevertheless there is no Isser that you can go and give Malkus. And we continue on. Boim Menei Rav Yehuda Merav Shesh.
What is the prohibition for her
living
with this adulterous wife?
The prohibition is the Torah says that there's a din of tumah to between him and her. It says v'nitma three times, v'nitma on him, v'nitma on the baal, on the boil, and on truma. But it doesn't use the expression of loy. If it said a loy, mitan aleph, then you can go and say we can give malchus. Since there is no loy, you can't give malchus. Even according to Chum, the only reason why you give malchus is because loy yuchal ba'ala rishon is referring to the case of the soita shenivala, like the Chacham said above. According to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, there is no such passing. The passing only to my master Grishasa. It's not talking about the soita. If it's not talking about the soita, then there is no lav that you can go and give malchus. But there is an issur. Zogdi Moravait. Yes, sir.
Does that, to me, it's not making sense, because let's say in the case of a divorce where a man gives his wife a get and the woman does everything right, she gets remarried, fictitious, then she gets divorced again, she can't go back to her husband, and she did everything right. In this case, a woman that mizayet and does it wrong, she can go back to her husband. Does that make sense?
Not that she can go back, but there is no love that we give malchus for. There's an Isser, if you want, you can call it an Isser Asay. And Isser, she's not allowed to go back to original husband, her husband, not original husband, her husband. The husband's not allowed to live with her. She's not allowed to live with him. But if they do, there is no Malkus Shebedavar, because there's no loy written in the Torah. If you're saying...
if a husband takes back his wife after she marries and divorces the second person, what is the punishment for that?
Then get Malkus. If he takes her back after she married a second husband, then that second husband died or gave her a divorce, takes her back, then there's a lav, you get Malkus.
But if it's a
if she was Mizana and she was a Soita, and she doesn't get Malkus according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. According to Chacham, yes, she would also get Malkus, because Ashrei Hutama includes the Soita Shinistra. We're talking so much about the machzor grushosai. That's the next case. Again, you have a husband took back his original wife after she remarried. That's osur. There's an isur lav, no question about it. He took her back, and then after that umeis, and then he died. And the reason why he died is probably from heartbreak. He probably said to himself, what a nar. I already gave her a get one time because I saw that she was not an easy woman. And then I gave her a second chance, and guess what happened? Nebuchadnezzar, he went into cardiac arrest and he died. And he had no children from the first marriage, nor from the second marriage. Meis b'lei banim. And now there are a bunch of brothers. What do the brothers do? Are the brothers allowed to be miyabim or to be cholet? So the Gemara says, boyim nei rav yudim rav sheshes, amas v'shosu mishenissus, umeis. Tzarasa mahu, what would be the loch of the tzara? The chayr, the Gemara shouldn't ask about the tzara. The Gemara should go and say, let's go and talk about the lady herself. This woman that was remarried by that first husband, and now that first husband died, what's her status vis-a-vis the other brothers? So in fact, we're going to talk about that on the bottom of the Amud. Tosis already here on the side speaks about it a little bit. Tzarasa mahu, you see the Tois is parallel to our Gemara. He gufalei mi boyele, we didn't speak about her herself, the Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, vadi min apturim min achalitzim min ayimim, the tumaksim ba karoyis. Because Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, there's nothing to talk about. Because that's the guf of the case of machzor grushasai that we're talking about. And about that, the Torah says, achrei yashu tama. And using the logic of Rav, wherever it says the word tama, it's an erva. If it's an erva, vada, she's potem and a yimah chalitza. Question is, should the tzara have a different din? Normally it doesn't have a different din. As we said before, when Rabbi asked the question, tzara is normally parallel to the actual woman herself. So what's the Gemara Shaila? If you're telling me, according to Tosis, it's a double parshit, that she's potter and a chalitzim and a yibum, then the tzara should also be potter. So Gemara explains now. Aliba the Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur loy tiboylach. Kivin the Omer Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur tumah b'machzir grushasai. Tumah b'machzir grushasai hu dechsiva. The tumah is not talking about a soita like the Chachamim learn, but it's Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur says it's talking about the machzir grushasai. Is a bezoy tzarasa kamoisen, and the tzara is the alter ego. She's the mirror image of the soita herself. Not the soita, the machzir grushasai herself, the grusha herself. So just like the grusha, you're telling me to raise him in kippah, there's tumma, and therefore it's osir liyabim and osir chalitza. No, the tzara is the same boat. Ay, the imishum dechsiv bo te'evihi, he te'eva v'ein bo neo te'evin, ha tzarasa te'eva. What does the Gemara mean to say? Going back to the same pasuk, and if those of you that have the Torah or Hasholem, it's helpful, you see, Ois Aleph, it's the same pasuk we've been quoting now a dozen times. La yucha bala risha and loshav lekachta. Start again. La yucha bala risha and asher shulcha. Loshav lekachta liyo islo the isha achrei asher hutamah. Ki toy evahi. It's considered to be repulsive, abominable, that she goes back to that original husband. But the Gemara is concerned by the extra word he. Ki te'eva he. It should just say it's a masa te'eva. What's his he? So the Gemara learns from that it's a miut. This is te'eva, but something else is not te'eva. So as we'll see in the Gemara, the something else could be tzarasa, or it could be boneha. If it's tzarasa, that would make an exception to the normal rule, where although the Yavama herself, who's the Erva, cannot have Yibum or Chalitza, but the Torah is different. Why is she different? Ki te'evihi, the Machzir Grushasai, the Grush herself, that's a te'eva, but not the Torah. That would be one way of learning. Another way of learning is that it's only the Torah herself, but not her children. What do you mean not her children? What do you mean by children? Oh, so Rashi says, what happens if you're talking about Lemoshel, if a Kohen wanted to marry one of the kids, a kid that was born from a machzir grushasai situation. The husband married the first time, no kids, divorced her. She married another man in between. She got divorced, the first, or she became an almana. The first husband takes her back. He took her back by isur, machzir grushasai. Now they do have a child. Is that child allowed to go and marry into the kahuna? I would say, no. She's a product of a prohibited marriage. She's not a mamzer, but she was certainly she's not a miuchesses, and therefore maybe she's psul lekuna. That's why the Torah stresses, he te'eva, ve'in v'neo te'eva, that they can go and marry kehanim, even though they have this blemish on their past, on their history. Back to the Gemara, Nachmu. He to even mishum dechsib ba te'eva he te'evaim but now te'evan ha terasa te'eva, but the Torah is a te'eva, just like, of course we don't really mean that she's repulsive, but she has the same status as her co-wife, this grusha that the husband was machzir grushasai. So both the grusha and the tzara are both called te'eva, and therefore they're both potter according to Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. So ki tiboylach, what's the shaili b'rabbanan? Avgav the Omer Rabbanan's tumma. Besoitu dechsev, even though the Chachamim, they take the pasuk and say that when it says achrei asher hutama, it's not referring really to the machzir grushasai case. It's really referring to the soita case, along the lines of what Jeff was saying, because as you know, Jeff was not happy about the fact that we are making the grusha worse than the soita. That's only contributing in Kippur. According to Rabbanan, the soita, in fact, is much worse than the machzir grushasai, because only by the soita does it say achrei asher hutama. It doesn't say it by the machzir grushasai. And that being the case, then he should be able to go and marry the tzara, and perhaps we can even talk about being miyabim, the original grusha. We're going to talk about that a little bit further down the Amud. So says the Gemara, Avgav the Omer Rabbanan Tumah b'soitu dechsiv, the Tumah that it says in the pasuk by Grusha, Machzir Grushasai, doesn't really mean Machzir Grushasai. It really means Soita, but maybe a Mikra Yotzim Dei Pshutai. But you still can't go and uproot it totally and say it's only talking about the Saita. The word Tumma still applies to the Machzer Grushasay as well. And if that's the case, then this Tzara is the Tzara of an Erva, a Tzara of an Erva. You can't be Miyabim or Choylet. Oy Dilma Kim the Akari Akar. Or maybe no. Maybe the Chacham don't hold of Ein Mikri Yoytzim Adei Pshutai. Since they've concluded the Achrei Asher Hu Tama doesn't apply to the Machzik Rushasai, and therefore it comes to be Marbe, the case of the Soita Shenistra, Soita Shenivala. No, it only refers to a Soita. It does not refer to the Machzik Rushasai. So you could be Miyabim or Choylet the Tzara. So therefore, according to this first Lashon, the Gemara is saying, according to Yosef and Kippur, there's nothing to talk about. Avada, Osir, Osir, Osir. And according to the Rabbanan, the Shaila, do we say that the Tumah label applies only to the Saita, or even to the Machzer Grushasai, so that one cannot be Miyabim or Choylet the Tzara. But there's another version of the story. Since the Chachamim say that the Tumah by Machzer Grushasai is out of place, it really doesn't apply to the Machzer Grushasai, it's really referring to the Saita, so we are oikirit, we uproot it from its Pashat Pshat, so then there's nothing to talk about. It doesn't say Tumah by Machzer Grushasai. Then Avadi can go and be Miyabim and Choylet the Tzara. Ki Tiboy Lach Alivet Rabbi Yosef Min Kippur Mai. Avgav Diyam Rabbi Yosef Min Kippur Tumah Machzer Grushasai Yudach Siva. That's clear. It says Achrei Ashu Tumah in the parsha of Machzer Grushasai. But Miyad Rachmana Hi. The Torah says Kisei Eva Hi. And therefore Hi Ti Eva Vein Tzerasa Ti Eva. But you are allowed to be Miyabim or Choylet the Tzara. That's the purpose of the He, to tell you that this is not the normal case where the Tzara is the mirror image of the Erva, but rather the Tzara is different. Oy Dilma, He to Yeva Vein, but now to Yevin. Ha Tzarasa to Yeva. Maybe the Tzara Taki is a Yeva, just like the original Erva. And in fact, they are mirror images of each other. And that's the Shaila according to the second Lashon, according to Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. So let's try to be poishit. We learned it. One of them was kosher and one of them was posel. What does that mean? A husband passed away, leaving over two wives, and the two wives are now waiting for the yavam to make a decision. One of the wives of the, one of the almonois, or one of the yevamois, is kosher, and one of them is posel. What does that mean, kosher and posel? We don't know yet. The Gemara is going to explore that in two more lights. But what does it say? Im hoye choylet, choylet v'psula. If the yavam has a choice between ksheira and psula, if he decides he wants to do chalitza, he should do chalitza vis-a-vis the psula. If he wants to be miyamim, he should be miyamim the ksheira. Freitimar, my ksheira, my psula. Can you explain to me what means ksheira and psula? Ilei miksheira ksheira li alma. Psula, psula li alma. Are we talking about kosher, kosher li oilam? What does that mean? Rashi says that she is a miyuchases and she's ksheira li kahuna. So the word ksheira over here means that she is without any taint or blemish and she could even marry a kohen. Psula, remember we're talking about almana over here, and almana is mutter l'koyin, she's just usher to a koyin godl. But a koyin hedjit, she's allowed to marry. Psula means psula li alma. What means psula li alma? Says Rashi, that in fact, before this husband died, she was previously lemoshel a grusha from an earlier marriage. And then she married this husband, and now the husband died. Now she's both an almana and a grusha. So if she was a psuli alma apostle already from an earlier marriage, what's the din? Instead of going and being choylet the ksheira, the yavam should be choylet the psula. Now we're assuming that the choylet is a Yisrael and not a kohen. If he's Yisrael, for example, since he's not a Kohen, he could theoretically be Miyabim or Choylet, either one of the two women, Sai, the woman that's Miyuchesis Lekuhuna, and Sai, the woman that is Psul Lekuhuna. So What difference does it make as far as he's concerned? If he wants to do, for instance, a chalitza, he could do a chalitza to either one of the two women. So it doesn't make sense to say you should be choylitz only to the psula. Elalav, what do we mean? Ksheira, ksheira, lei. Psula, psula, lei. We don't mean la'alma, like by kahuna. We mean vis-a-vis him himself. What means him himself? That when the original husband was still alive, one of them was kosher vis-a-vis him, and one was pasul vis-a-vis him. How could anybody be pasul? Or my new machzir grushasai. Oh, a machzir grushasai kid. That's the psula, psula lay. Uktani v'mhoya miyabim, miyabim l'ksheira. You want to be miyabim, you can only be miyabim l'ksheira. You cannot be miyabim the psula, meaning the machzir grushasai. Why can't you go and be miyabim? Oh, so l'choira I can be poishet my shayla and go and say that in fact he cannot be miyabim the machzir grushasai, and that would be the halacha. So tomorrow light. L'oilam ksheira ksheira li'alma. Psula means psula li'alma. If he is Yisrael, what difference does it make? He can give chalitza even to the ksheira. So the Gemara now tells us, midas derech eretz. What's the derech eretz? Mishum derav Yosef, the Yom Rav Yosef, kan shana rebi, lo yishpach odem mei boiroi v'acherim tzrichim lehem. Person has extra water from his bar. As far as he's concerned, I don't need it. So what does he do? He just pours it down the drain, pours it into the gutter. Don't do that. If other, your neighbors or other needy people need that, don't just go and toss it and get rid of it. Go and retain it and give it to them. What's happening over here is we have two women that are now both Yevamos. One of them is Miyucheses and can marry a Kohen. One cannot. So now Rabbi Yosef or Rebbe is giving us advice. Hetzi Rabbi Yit, if you want to go and do Chalitza, Gizantahit. But don't give chalitza to the ksheira, give chalitza to the psula. Because if the ksheira is going to get chalitza, she will now have the title chalutza, and a chalutza is prevented from marrying a kohen. There might be a kohen out there that wants to marry this almana. She's Baruch Hashem, a tznua, an isha ksheira. She's a wonderful young lady. Don't passel her by giving her chalitza. Give chalitza to the other one, who's anyway psula l'kahuna, because the other one is already a grusha from before. So the maisa, we have no raya one way or the other. Toshima. Now we have a raya. Hamachzir grushasai mishenisis. He was machzir grushasai. He, v'tzarasa choylet, says, on the surface it sounds like both she and the tzara have a din of chalitza. Both. Pray tomorrow. He v'tzarasa solka daitach. You only do one chalitza. You don't do multiple chalitzas. What means he v'tzarasa choylet? Ela ema oihi oi tzarasa, that either the grusha herself, the subject of the master grushasai, or the tzara, either one is just an iser lav, and therefore you can go and do, give either one the chalitza. You can't go and do yibam. Why can't you do yibam if there was only an iser lav? What's wrong with yibam? So the Gemara is going to go and say, because of, if it was usher to the original husband, and the new yavam is just a derivative of the original husband, so therefore we wouldn't want yibam, there should only be chalitza. So la'ema oihi oi tzarasa. So what do I see from this? And the Chayyim have a clear raya that both the grusha herself as well as the tzara fall liyibam ula chalitza. Do a chalitza, don't do a yibam. So we can be poishet our shayla. We started off, what was the shayla? Machzir grushasai mishenisis umei tzarasa mahu. What would be the din of the tzara? The din of the tzara, just like the din of the grusha herself, is chaylatzes. Says Yimor, no, you have no raya. V'lav terutzi kometar tisla. Anyway, you've changed the lashon of the braisa, because the lashon of the braisa was he v'tzarasa chaylatzes, which means both of them get a chalitza. And you have to change it. No, we didn't mean that. We meant he oy tzarasa. So if anyway you're making an amendment, you're amending this braisa, tzritzachi, make a further amendment. He chaylatzes. You can't go and give her yibam. Tzarasa, oy chaylatzes, oy misyibemes. But the tzara, you could do either chalitza or yibam. Why would the tzara Why would you be able to miyabim if you can't go miyabim the original woman? So Gemara is going to give a kal v'chomer in another few lines, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Omer b'chi barabba, Rabbi Yochanan boy. So you could put two dots over here because we've ended this first discussion. We're going to go and basically repeat almost word for word the entire discussion, as you'll see. And what are we going to conclude? Like the Gemara has concluded until now, that it's theoretically possible that the Grusha herself is a din of the brother should do Chalitza, but vis-a-vis the Tzara of the Chalutza, or of the Grusha, I should say, that Tzara would do either Yibam or Chalitza. We'll see more about this in a moment. Omer B'chir Baraba, Rabbi Yochanan Boy. Rabbi Yochanan had the exact same Shaila that we had above. Hamach the Grushasa Mishanisis Tzarasa Mau. What's the din of the Tzara? It's Omeli Rabbi Ami, Tiboylachi Gufa. Why don't you ask about the Grusha herself instead of talking about the Tzara of the Grusha? Talk about the Grusha herself. Can the brothers be Miyabim or Choylitz? Everything where he goofed like him violently. That wasn't the Shaila. Domrinan, we have a Kal B'chaymer. What's a Kal B'chaymer? Madach M'mutter La Asura B'Asura La Leikoshkein. What does the Gemara mean? This wife, this Masa Grushase case, originally she was muteres to her husband. What happened was, after she got divorced, and after she remarried, and again got divorced, or became an almana, she returns now to the fold of the original husband, says Imar Madach b'mutala, someone that was originally mutter, she became asur, be asurla to the ach, who at all times was asur to her, because of the isur of Eishes Ach, which is an erva, loikolshken l'chavada should be asur. So therefore, if you want that the yovam should now be the surrogate father, who's eventually the surrogate husband, who's hopefully going to have children, lahakim la'achiv shame, by having children, madach, the original chasana, from which this surrogate is the derivative, the original chasana, the husband and wife were usher to each other because of the get, master grushasai, then certainly the surrogate shouldn't have a stronger zika than the original husband's marriage rights vis-a-vis his wife. So that's why I'm assuming that she would be usher, she, the Grush herself, would be usher to be nisiyabim through the brothers. Do I say, use that same kal v'chomer, not only to push away, not to be miyabim, the Grush herself, but also the tzar? After all, the kal v'chomer is only vis-a-vis that particular woman that remarried, not vis-a-vis the tzar. That's why, according to this version, Rabbi Yochanan was asking about the Tzara, and not about the Isha herself. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, however, Masni Hachi, Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Boy Rabbi Yochanan, Masni Grushasai, Mishanisis, Mahu. The key word Tzaras is missing over here. The Shaila, according to the second Lashon, is about the Grusha herself, Mahu. Amr Rabbi Rabbi said, why don't you ask about the Tzara? That's for sure. The Kal V'Chomer can't go and be so far reaching to not only Aser the original woman, but even Aser at Tzara. It's all very good and fine to go and say that the original husband and the original wife were at loggerheads and have an Isur because of the Machse Grushosoi Isur. But that doesn't apply to the brother. The brother has a mitzvah to go be miyabim. And so therefore maybe he has a mitzvah even though she was usher to her original husband. And you'll see now the next 15 lines are going to be word for word what we've already learned back on the Amid base. Tinisua, we have a Braisa. What does it say in the Braisa? Hoise achas k'sher v'yachas psula. If one of the two wives was kosher, the other one was pasul. Imayu choylitz, choylitz psula. V'mayu miyabim, miyabim v'ksheira. You have a choice. Give chalitza to the pasul. If you want to do yibam, do it to the ksheira. Remember, we're talking about ksheira psula. My ksheira, my psula. What does that mean? Ilei m'ksheira, ksheira li'alma, which means ksheira li'kahuna. Psula, psula li'alma. Pasul for kahuna, kivun d'lidei chazia, may nafkali mino. Vis-a-vis this Yisrael, it makes no difference which one he'll be miyabim, which one he'll be choletz. It's really no nafkim in it. It's totally irrelevant. Why should I say bimiyab dafki ksheira and chalitza to the psula? Elav ksheira ksheira lei, psula psula lei. Must mean that it was a woman that was kosher and another woman that was pasul to the original husband that passed away. Now, how could that be? That one of them was the Grusha, was Masa Grusha, so she's the Psula. The other one is the Tzara. And it says, if you want to be Miyam, you can be Miyabim L'Ksheira. But don't be Miyabim the Psula. So the Chayra can be Poishit my Shaila, that there is no din of Yibam vis-a-vis the original Grusha. However, you can be Miyabim L'Ksheira, that means the Tzara. So I can be Miposhit my Shaila, Gabi the Tzara of a Grusha. So tomorrow, Lord, we're not talking about a Machzik Rishase. We're talking about Ksheir Alma, Psul Alma. That one of them was a Miyuchases, Mutter, to go marry a Koyin, and one was a Psula, also to marry a Koyin. Ayutik Amr statute, you ask, Kimin Dulidei Chazia, my Nafkale Mino, what difference does it make to him? He's a Yisrael. Oh, Mishim the Rav Yosef, the Amr of Yosef. Kan Shana Rabbi, Lehishbach Adamei, Boyroi Vachinim Tzrichalem. Even though you don't care one way or the other because you're a Yisrael. However, if a Koyim might want to marry the Ksheira, don't give her a Chalitza. Because by giving her a Chalitza, you're going to prohibit the Koyim from marrying her. Is Tosha Masa, let's be poishit from another Braisa. Hamasu Gishose Mishinissis, he. Hamasu Gishose Mishinissis, he. Vitzerasa Chiletzes. Sounds like both of them need a chalitza. He b'tzeros asol kadaita, both of them need a chalitza. You only do a chalitza to one. Ela'ema oihi, oi tzeros. Oh, so I can be poishit that you can go and give chalitza to either one. So tomorrow, v'lav turitzi komitaitis, anyway you amended this price. Tritzachi, hi chalitzas, tzeros hi chalitzas, oi misya bemez. And therefore, based on this new reading, we cannot be poishit our shayla. Or because it could be like the original reading that both of them are chalitza, or it could be like the Gemara Fiezos that the Gabi, the woman herself, the Grusha, is taka only chalitza, and the reason would be because of that kal b'choymer madach memutala nesra bi'asala lekolshke. But the tzarasa, this kal b'choymer doesn't go that far; it only goes vis-a-vis the yivama, the Grusha. But the tzara could be chalitzas oy misya bemes. Either Yibum or Chalitza. So according to this, the Master Grushase doesn't get a status of an Erva. It only gets a status of a prohibited wife because an Isalav, La Yuchabala Rishai. So that's strong enough to go and Aser the brothers from being Miyabim her because of the Kal V'Chaymer. However, it doesn't create a Tzara situation because it's not an Isar Kareis. Therefore, by the Tzara, Chaletzes Oy Misya Bemes. With this, we've concluded today's daf, and the Mi'at Hashem will continue tomorrow night with Eibishin Silf at